Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And coming up in a few minutes, we'll get into the two big games on the card when it comes to Major League Baseball. Dodgers-Phillies, Cubs and Brewers. And Jenks, I feel like this is one of the instances where it feels like a series that's early on in the postseason feels like it's going to be very, very big. Like, if you look at the Dodgers and Phillies, I think a lot of people will say whoever wins this series is going to win the National League.
Yeah, it certainly feels that way. Huge win by the Dodgers in game one, by the way. It was massive. But yeah, it feels like we're getting that early, not early season, but early playoff battle where, look, these are the two best teams in the sport. And it's been that way for most of the season. I know you can maybe make an argument for someone else, but ultimately, haven't we felt this way for the entire season? It's kind of a shame, honestly, that it's now, but you know, it's the National League. It has to happen at some point. But there's no question that whoever takes it here is going to be a massive favorite, or at least relative to everyone else. And right now you're seeing the Dodgers at plus 240 and the Phillies at 10-1. So now's the time if you're on the Phillies. But yeah, these definitely look like the two class teams that are remaining in the playoffs.
It feels like what we normally see in like the AFC, where sometimes in like the divisional round before the AFC championship game, that we have two really good teams squaring off. Mm-hmm. And it's funny to think that not long ago, we were like, ooh, it's the Bills and the Ravens. Remember the first game of the year? We're like, oh my God, these two teams are in a class by themselves. RIP Ravens. I'm sorry that the season has turned this way. But it just kind of feels that way in the National League. But I do think it adds an entertaining angle to the postseason where you have intrigue at every single level because – I mean, I understand that the favorites have won so far, at least in all the wild card rounds, but like it's fun to have like really good series at every level.
Oh, no question. And the thing about the National League, I mean, if you're looking here, is that the Brewers are interesting. I think the Brewers are going to take care of business against the Cubs. I like them today, and we'll talk about that game. But even though we're going to get a winner from the Dodgers-Phillies series who's going to be the favorite, it's not over. I mean, we've seen that with the Dodgers again and again and again, right, where they'll win a series and you could definitely make the argument that they should have more titles than they do based on their dominance over the past decade. But it's not going to be a pushover going up against potentially Milwaukee or Chicago. So, and of course, then there's the World Series itself. So there's going to be intrigue regardless of who wins this series between the Phillies and Dodgers just because it's a pretty balanced field.
Right, and I do think that the Dodgers are far from flawless. Like, maybe you can get away with, like, a couple good relievers, like Sasaki closing it out in a couple games. But when your depth is truly tested is, like, the next round, when you have to go seven games. And we have seen a lot of these other offenses show some pop. Because that was kind of my hypothesis coming into this round is that can anybody outscore the Dodgers? Because the Dodgers are an absolute wagon when it comes to their lineup. But we've seen the Brewers put up big numbers. I know it's against the Cubs, but still, you know, the offense has some pop. And we've seen the Blue Jays coming out absolutely swinging, outscoring the Yankees, what, 23-8? Jenks, let me ask you before we get to these games. Did you see the Blue Jays scoring all those runs?
No, not at all. I know our friend Andrew Cayley, Blue Jays fan from covers.com, is just, you know, doing backflips right now. But they just absolutely exploded. No, I did not see that. And I did not see Trey Yesavage looking like Cy Young. Yeah, I mean, Yesavage, bro, Yesavage. We're going to see that a few times. And, but you know what? That's the interesting thing about playoff baseball is that all it takes is one team just getting hot for a few weeks and finding it at the right time. I don't know if, I mean, it's not sustainable. I mean, this sort of run for the Blue Jays. They've been awesome at home this season, but even for them, this was completely unexpected. And especially at Max Fried. Like, that's the thing I didn't see.
Right. He gave up 7 earned runs in that game. So I will say this. Run differential does not matter in the postseason. Like, a win is a win, is a loss a loss. So that's the good news for the Yankees, is that this does not carry over to the next game. It's just now you're down 0-2 in a series that only goes, what, 5 games? So you're in kind of a predicament when it comes to simply winning games. All right, so let's talk about the games that are going on tonight, because we do have some good ones, starting with the Dodgers and the Phillies. If you're betting on this one, you might as well use an MLB Parlay Boost token over at BetMGM. Swing big on your next MLB Parlay. Use this Parlay Boost token over at BetMGM to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. So if you're playing both these games, use the boost parlay, or the parlay boost, over at BetMGM. All right, Jenks, Dodgers, Phils, Phillies -130 at home, Dodgers +110, total of 7.5 runs, Blake Snell v. Jesus Luzardo. Great numbers for both of these starters, but let me ask you about this price. Does this seem a bit steep on the Phillies here? -130?
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. Like, give me the Dodgers all day. I love the way Blake Snell has looked late in the season. I mean, he's really gotten it going. And if you're going head-to-head, maybe you take the Dodgers in the first 5 if you're worried about that Dodgers pen, which you talked about. But you got the Dodgers at plus money in game 1, which was unbelievable. When do you ever get the Dodgers at plus money? And I'd take them here.
Yeah, it just doesn't make a ton of sense to me, because even when you look at the starters, like, Luzardo's having a good year, and it should be noted that he has pitched well against the Dodgers this season. So his last start was 4 earned runs over 7 innings, which is still a very good start. And then very start of the year, he pitched against the Dodgers 7 innings and no earned runs. So statistically, he does have pretty good numbers this year. But still, I don't know what it is about him. I think maybe there's some familiarity there between Luzardo and the Dodgers, because remember, he came up with the A's. So he faced him a ton back when he was in Oakland. And I'll say this, this is not apples to apples. He has to face the lineup that feels almost unstoppable this year, especially in the postseason, because it's not just Otani. It's not just Freddie Freeman. It's guys at the bottom of the order. Like, Kike Hernandez, I feel like his October stats are unreal. Like, he just always comes up in big moments. And Teoscar Hernandez leads all of the majors in the post when it comes to RBI with 9 this season. So I think that Lizardo's gonna give up some runs. Maybe that equates to an over, because I did consider that one, but it just feels like there's absolutely value on the Dodgers today.
I think so as well. And I, you know, I understand why that this is shifted too. I think the Dodgers now -130. So I'll say this. You know, anytime you can get a decent price on who you feel like is the better team, and I feel like this is a fair price on LA, like, you just take it. And so when do you ever get the Dodgers at plus money like we saw in game 1? Where do you ever get the Dodgers like this when you've got Blake Snell on the mound? Like, Luzardo is good, but he's not Blake Snell. I'm a huge fan of Blake Snell and what he's done late in the season, and probably because he's won us money. Like, he's been almost unhittable over the past few games. I know he was injured for a while, but plus the Dodgers have a lot of momentum. If you think about game 1, the Phillies probably should have won that game, right? When they got to Shohei early before he locked it down, and then didn't Shohei go 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts in that game? Like, it was right there for the take.
Sombrero.
Yeah, man. Like, when does that happen? And, you know, you can't take care of business against the Dodgers. If you're going to do it, that was the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Day to do it, and they didn't. So I feel like the money and the momentum is with LA, and for good reason.
Yeah, absolutely. What about an over in this game, Jenks? Do you think both these offenses are going to score some, or do you say, hey, I'm banking on Blake Snell to have a great day?
Yeah, it's overs are tough for me in playoff baseball, just in general, just because the way games are managed and because, you know, these guys are on short leashes. But the thing is, you're talking about Dodgers, Phillies, right? So I feel like the Phillies can get a couple off Snell. Lizardo is fine. He's not on Snell's level. And then you talk about that Dodgers bullpen, which is the one area where they have weakness. I think I would go over 7.5. Yeah, that's where the total is, 7.5. I think I would probably go over here. As much as my inclination is to bet unders in playoff games, with these two teams and the bats on each side, I feel like you have to go to the over.
Yeah, or if you only want to trust one side of the equation, Jenks, over 3.5 runs for the Dodgers is -145. How do we feel about that?
That's pretty good. I mean, I got I got the Dodgers here, but over 3.5, what is it juiced to? -130?
-145. A little juicy, but four runs for this Dodgers lineup?
I can get four. I need to look deeper into Lizardo's numbers because I was so focused on Snell yesterday. I mean, Blake Snell has given up 3 earned over his last 4 appearances. Faced the Phillies in one of those starts on September 17th. He pitched 7 innings of 2-hit baseball, struck out 12. Like, the more I look at this, the more I just love L.A.
Right. Or you could get cute with it. And I know we like to build, like, alt-leg parlays, like over 2.5 runs for the Dodgers. I feel like even if you combine that with something else today, I think that's a pretty solid parlay leg. Mm-hmm. So something to marinate on for the rest of the day. So let's go to the next game in case we like something there. Cubs and Brewers. So it looks like it's Shota Imanaga v. Aaron Ashby for the Brew Crew. And it is, let's see what this price reads. I would imagine the Brewers are probably favored in this game. They are -125 and the Cubs are +105. Total of 8 runs. So in game one, the Brew Crew put the beat down on the Cubs and scored a bunch of runs. So Jenks, do you think it's more of the same for the Brewers today?
Yeah, I like the Brewers a lot today because I know you see Aaron Ashby on the mound, but he's probably going to give way to Quinn Priester, I think. So that's sort of the plan.
But even if
So, and Aaron Ashby's been really good, right? So I know he's a member of the bullpen. And even if they don't go with Quinn Priester, I mean, that needs to be verified. That's what I keep reading. But the Brewers have the 3rd best bullpen in the National League this season. So even if it's a bullpen game for longer than we anticipate, I just love the way the Brewers are playing right now. And I don't trust Shota Imanaga at all. Like early in the season, you know, he was throwing gas. There's no question about it. But if you look at his performance over the last, what, third of the season, he's given up at least 2 runs in 7 straight starts. His ERA has jumped from 3.15 to 4.50. So we know the Brewers had the best run differential in all of baseball. They had the 3rd best record in Major League Baseball at home this season. I'm going to be on Milwaukee.
Yeah, it feels like, I don't want to say like a disrespectful price, but like -125 for a team that not only has the best run differential in baseball, it's not even close. Like they finished the season with a run differential of +178. The next closest team was 153, and that is the LA Dodgers. So that's the thing. I think it's the combination of the Brewers having really hot bats. They scored 9 runs last time around against the Cubs. And the fact that the Cubs feel depleted from a depth standpoint when it comes to the rotation and when it comes to their bullpen.
They're
you know, they
out.
Had to go to a bullpen game, the second game of the wild card series. How do you think that's going to be sustainable? It's not. Like last game, they had Matt Boyd come in and throw 2/3 of an inning to start the game. Soroka came in for an inning, and then Aaron Civale had to be mop-up duty for 4 1/3. So it just doesn't feel like a sustainable game plan. I think the Brewers are the way to go. Is there anything else worth playing in this game? Like, if you think that the Brewers' bats are going to continue to feast, maybe look at a Brewers team total. 8 seems like a healthy total, but you would need the Cubs to contribute in some sort. Is there anything else we need to talk about in this game, Jinx?
I'm trying to think of how else I would play it. I would probably just stick with the Brewers. Maybe go on a Brewers team total. Maybe that's the way to go. I just cannot emphasize enough that I don't trust Shota. Like, I was on him early until I kept riding him, and it kept blowing back in my face. And I was like, oh, okay, he had a bad outing. I'm like, whatever, it's one bad outing. But then it was another bad outing. And look, he's absolutely capable of coming out tonight and dominating. He certainly has that type of stuff available. But we just haven't seen it in so long. And, you know, momentum is a real thing, and playing well is a real thing. And I feel like the Brewers have it in spades right now. The Cubs past week and a half, like playing that wild card, this is now we're seeing when you have a rest advantage can come into play in a big way. And Milwaukee has that because they have the fresher arms, and we're seeing it.
Yeah, you could look at total outs for Shota Imanaga. It feels very low. And listen, there's some sticker shock when you look at total outs plays in the postseason because the hook is a lot shorter. So it's 12.5 for Shota tonight, which means that if he goes over 4 innings, he hits the over. But under is -118. I feel like that's probably worth a look. Last time around, he went 4 innings. Should be noted that he did not start that game against the Padres, so it was kind of a weird thing there. But especially when your team is already down 1-0, like, I just feel like it's going to be a little bit of desperation brewing for the Cubs. So I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't make it 4 innings.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. So I really think a lot of people are going to look at this and say Shota versus Aaron Ashby, but Ashby will not go long. Like, he will go 1 or 2 right. innings tops, and then I think they bring in Priester, and it's going to be like, ooh, okay, here we go. I mean, maybe you could live bet this as well, which I normally don't do, but the Brewers have been very good to us, particularly when they're playing at home, so I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, Aaron Ashby's out total is 5.5, so clearly the books are not expecting him to go very deep in this game. But I'm wondering if there's still value on the Brewers in the futures market, because we talk about them as being undervalued the whole, you know, season long. And again, they have all these great numbers to their advantage. And I'm looking for World Series props. Brewers still +550. I think that's a solid play to win the World Series. All right, coming up next, we switch gears and we go back to football. Some of the biggest upsets in college football and our takeaways moving forward next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.